Yeah, when Seth was having this out-of-body experience, he was off in the corner of the worship room, and Kim and Ashton went over there to see if he was okay, and he wouldn't even talk to them. He was just...
He, like, wrote me a note. He was like, can you bring me another pencil, please?
He went through, like, two mechanical pencils and just didn't break pace. So those are all of our youth sharings, and since we've got a little bit of time to kill, I'm going to share on behalf of myself, Cody, and Kim. Going in to this, the night before, we got the some of the church members together. We prayed over the youth and then prayed over the leaders because that just seemed like a good idea. And one of the things they kept saying to us was that the leaders are going to get something out of this too. And it's not just about the youth. It's also about, you know, it's all about God, and the leaders are going to be met somehow. Going into that, at least for me, being the only leader that has been to Oasis before, I've been to Oasis a handful of times as a youth. And so I remember these experiences and thinking to myself, well, now I'm an adult, so I don't have the luxury of being a youth, and it's not a focus on me anymore. It's focusing on them. And, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen to us. The other thing that God was telling me personally and that I told the leaders was that it's not our job as the youth leaders to make sure that God meets the youth. That's not our place. Our place is just to be there for the youth and let God do the rest. So with that in mind, we went down. We met up with Mylan, and then we drove down to Columbus. And we kind of got off to a rocky start. I'm not going to go into great details about that, but just things didn't, you know, pan out well. And I actually got down on my knees at one point and started praying, you know, God, you know, I told these youth that you would meet them. And I made promises and said that you would come through. And so just, I don't want to doubt you, but just make sure you come through. And God then taught me a very powerful lesson, which is what he tried telling me the night before, which is, not my job, it's his job. He's got this. So to know these guys before we went to Oasis and to see that they're all very quiet, very reserved, very very deep struggles going on, and just to see them progress over the week, to feel the Holy Spirit for the first time, to be prayed for and to have great things happen, to have an out-of-body experience. And just three of them. Thank you, Seth. And just to see all of this happen over a course of 2.5 days. And just to see God move in ways that, as a youth, I was unable to appreciate because I didn't attempt to bear the weight of the entire group as me, Cody, and Kim did that weekend. But once God started moving and once we realized that we just had to be smart enough to step out of the way, just to let God do his thing and to just trust that he knows what he's doing. And it came on in such a way that I have, until that point, had not been and possibly might not ever be as blessed as I was that weekend. As I told these youth group, if I stopped today, if I no longer do a single thing church-related, or if I were to somehow die, I had a fulfilled life. Like these guys, these girls, this youth group has just, and I speak for Cody and Kim when I say this too, this isn't all about me, the three of us have just been blessed beyond words to see you guys, not just Monroe, but Mylan as well, and not just Mylan, but everyone there, just to see God move in this new generation, to see the future of the Vineyard Church just unfold before us. It just, Doug was saying that he's cried more than he had in the past year. I cried more times than I had in the past lifetime. You cried once. You came pretty close to crying once. Yeah. So, just needless to say, God is good. And just this weekend was incredibly incredibly great for all of us. So the worship band can come.